Hello, friends. Romans and countrymen. No, just kidding.
Romans? Where is that at?
That's a famous speech.
Okay.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul.
And Jeannie.
We're glad that you're with us today. And we hope that you're enjoying these times. Because really, the idea is to spend some time with the Lord. Thinking about Him and thinking about His Word. And what better thing to do than to want from the Lord what He wants for you this day? So, Jeannie, I know you had some thoughts about our last time together.
I was just going to say, you said what the Lord has for you this day. I think when we go to read a scripture each day or listen to a devotional or whatever, if we have an expectation that today God has something special for me, because yesterday was different, tomorrow's going to be different, but today there's a word for us, an encouragement for us that is fit for just today.
Ooh, I like that.
So I think if we come to it with expectation, it makes it really fun. Every day's a new adventure, and what is God going to do to encourage me today?
Wow.
And what unique things does God have for me to do?
Okay, that's a good word. Lord, what do you have for us today?
Okay, so we talked yesterday, 1 Corinthians 13, New Living Translation. We went over verse 6, love does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. And as usual, after we've done a verse, I still keep thinking about it. I don't know about you. It isn't just one day. Sometimes I do think about it and chew on it a little longer, but what comes up to me is no compromise.
No
compromise with truth. So, and I thought of the saying, you know, a lot of people say, well, the end justifies the means.
Right.
Like, okay, well, the end result's good, then even though I was involved in injustice or somebody else was, but look at the end result.
Yeah.
You know, God is a master at taking sin and things that were not to be and reworking them and turning them out for good. But that's after someone's repented and given it all over to Him. You don't initiate evil or doing your own plan and then it turns out and you say, okay, I rejoice in the fact that even though it was an injustice, even though it was wrong, either on my part or somebody else's part, you know, I'm going to stick true and not compromise what the truth is.
That's good.
So we obviously blow it sometimes, but that's our goal, and that's our line marker, which we've talked about before. So we need to ask ourselves, how important is truth to us?
Yes.
And I was remembering Romans 12:9, and in Romans 12:9, that verse says to us, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good.
Yes.
So that's a good verse to put to memory. Romans 12:9. Love must be sincere. Hate what's evil. Cling to what's good. So there's no compromise in that. It's to be sincere. So now going on to our next portion of this is verse 7, and this is so powerful. Just a short little four words, love never gives up.
Oh, wow.
So what's that provoking you? Hope?
Well, when I think about it as the Lord towards me,
it's hope.
Then it's hope. Like he's never going to give up on me.
Right.
You know, I talk about, you know, the Lord doesn't throw us overboard. Right. Even when we deserve it.
Right.
You know, he still keeps working on us.
And keeps coming after us and out for our good.
Aren't you grateful for that?
Yeah, he never gives up. But how about you and I when we're looking at other people that God has put in our life? And we just want to throw the towel in and say, okay, you know, next.
You know. Bring me somebody else. Lord, give me somebody else to love.
Yeah, somebody that'll appreciate me and respond to me and, you know, not be so difficult to work
with.
That's
funny. I thought of, you know, that when you go to the ice cream parlor, which you're not doing proud of you. You know, you.
He's saying
you know,
that because I'm on a special diet where I'm eating healthy right now.
Yeah.
So pray for me. It's difficult.
You know, like Baskin Robbins, you go to, you take a number. Uh-huh. And then you're trying to decide which.
No, mint chip. I always go with mint chip. Okay, use something else. So you know. Maybe you'll pick the number and you'll have to decide which flavor and look at it all and have the little tasters.
We want the Lord to, you know, we're like, okay, I'm done loving this person. Next.
Yeah.
Number 23, you know, yeah. You're 22, you're done.
Right. Or you just give up, you know, yeah. You give up. They're too much work, or you just think they're never going to change. Have you ever said that about somebody?
Myself.
Yeah. That's true. So you can apply that to your own life and say, you know what? Never say never, because love is still working.
Yes.
And we're not done seeing what the end result will be. So hang in there.
Yeah.
Hang in there with your hope with other people, and hang in there with your hope with yourself and clinging on to that the Lord won't abandon you.
Yeah. You know, it's a good prayer too. Lord, are you done working with me? And he'll say no.
Yeah. We can feel that he is sometimes, but no, we need to hold on to this.
Yeah.
Never gives up. That's never. That's never, ever.
Reminds me of that Churchill speech in the Second World War.
Oh, yeah.
When he got up and he said, never give up. Never, 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 never give up. I think something like that. That was the whole speech, you know?
Yeah, we will never
and, give up. And boy, that's powerful.
Yeah.
Never give up. Wow. Don't give up on you, me. Don't give up on our love for the Lord or our relationship with him. Never give up on daily devotions. Never give up.
God's promises, his word that he's given us.
So many good things that we need to grab a hold of and have as our foundation. I'm never going to give up on this. I'm never going to give up on prayer. I'm never going to give up on the word. I'm never going to give up on, like, the things we just covered. Truth, right? Justice, you know, forgiveness, all the other things that love is. I'm never going to give up on that because love never gives up on me, and that's God who never gives up on me.
And again, this is a supernatural love we're talking about.
Yeah.
This is the love that the Holy Spirit has for us, and the Holy Spirit wants to give to us to be able to use. So it all goes back to us being humble and yielding ourselves to the Lord and say, I can never do this, Lord. Yeah. I'm ready to give up. Mm-hmm. And then you ask the Lord to fill you with his spirit and ask him to show you his perspective and his power, how powerful love is, and you need to tap into it with hope.
Yeah. Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this simple reminder that love never gives up. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. And we need to have your kind of love inside of us so that we can never give up loving others, and never give up loving you, and never give up loving all the good things that you have given to us. So thank you, Father. This feels good and it feels right today to be in your presence, to wait on you, to enjoy being with you and with each other in this devotional time. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. And we pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. And all my dear brothers and sisters say,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. We'll see you.